I believe in keeping a wife in order. I'm just kidding. We've been having a good time. We haven't had any kids this last couple of days, so we've been enjoying ourselves and riding from downtown and looking at the waterfall and all that good stuff. So I pray continually that we could be all right. Amen. She said amen. You can pray with that. If you ask why I was going to Second Peter, chapter number one. We're going to start at verse number 8. Y'all stand for the reading of God's word. Second Peter chapter 1 and verse number 8. I thank for a pastor that has a Saturday night while preaching, help us young preachers to preach his word and continue to grow and all of this stuff. Second Peter chapter 1 and verse number 8. It says, "For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do, these things shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." And it's the final. We have a couple more verses from 15. Verse number 12. "Wherefore I would not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it me, as long as I am in the tabernacle, to stir you up, putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me." And final verse 15. "Moreover, I will endeavor that you might be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance." With the Lord help, we're going to preach on these things. These things, let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you. Bless the message that was preached earlier, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, they encourage me and strengthen me, Lord. I pray that this also does those things, Lord. Lord, we want to be in one accord, Lord. We want to do exactly what you have us to do, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, purge me of sin. Move all things up away, Lord, so they can hear me through you. Lord, I pray that they hear you and not hear me, Lord.
Yes.
If that made any sense, we love you. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen. May we see you.
Have
a blessing. Bible says, if you notice, in those verses that I read, verses 8 through 15, they kept saying something that I want us to pick up on. It said, these things. Peter is a perfect example of these things. When he said that, when you get saved, you have to grow. God just don't want you to get saved. He wants you to grow in grace and knowledge of him.
That's right.
So we see that Peter, we remember him, that Peter, he rushed, but he should have waited. So now we rush when we should have waited. He slept when he should have been praying. Sometimes we sleep and we go weary instead of praying for our church, for our families, and for our communities.
Yes, sir.
He also talked when he should have been silent. The Lord gives us two ears and one mouth. I believe he wants us to hear more than we speak.
Yeah.
Peter is a good example of all these things. Peter also was courageous, but he was a little too courageous. Remember that time when those soldiers came, those people came after Jesus. He drew his knife and he went and sliced the ear. At that moment, it wasn't time to be courageous. He should have been careless. He was a little careless. He should have been careful as a Christian. But Peter also gives us an example to follow after. Go over to verse 1. We read those things and he kept saying these things. And we're going to go back to verse 1 and see exactly what he's talking about. Verse 1 says, "Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have attained life, precious faith, was with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ." So here, the first thing we see is a person. In order to get these things, we first have to know this person.
Right.
This person here is Jesus.
Right.
In order to get to heaven, you must go through someone. That someone is Jesus. It's not through a church. It's not through a denomination.
Right.
It's good to be Baptist, hallelujah. But it's not through a certain denomination. It's through Jesus, through that person. In verse number 2 says, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord." You see, the thing we see here is peace. God wants us to grow in knowledge and peace. But it's multiplied unto us through Through also means in. It's in Jesus. It's in his ability and through his power. In verse number 3, we also see his power. According as divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. In verse number 4, whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. God gave us power after we're saved. We have some type of power. What is the power? It's in verse number 5. He wants us to grow in these things. In verse number 5 it says, and besides this, giving all diligence. The word giving means alongside of. So first you need to have faith. Your faith is in Jesus. Once you have faith, he doesn't want you just to know. He wants you to know and grow. So first we need, besides our faith, we need these things. It says, giving all diligence. That means eagerness. So we need to be eager in adding these things. When you get a house, when you move into the house is empty. Okay? When we get saved, so to speak, we're empty. But I mean, we have the Holy Spirit, but we have to add these things. So when we add certain things to the house, you don't go to the house and just sleep on the floor. You buy a bed. You buy couches. You buy TVs. You buy computers. You buy all the things to fill the house. Well, after we get saved, we need to fill our body with these things. Let's just read it. And the first thing we see is it says, add to your faith or furnish. The word add also means furnish. So we need to furnish our house. Our house is the temple. Our body is the temple of God. So this is our house. It says, add to your faith. After we get saved, it says, virtue. Virtue is moral excellence. Only person who can be excellent is Jesus. So we need his moral excellence that's placed in us. Then it also says, to your faith, virtue, and to your virtue, knowledge. Only way we can get knowledge is through Jesus. The Bible says, and go me to Proverbs chapter 1. I believe it's chapter 1. In Proverbs chapter 1 and verse number 7. Proverbs 1, verse number 7. The Bible says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So in order to have knowledge, first we must be from the beginning accept Jesus. We need to accept Jesus as our Lord and our Savior. We need to be in awe or in reverence of our Lord. But fools is perverse. And it says despise wisdom and instruction. So we don't want to be like a perverse person who despises instruction. Here, Peter is giving us not simple, but instruction that we need to learn through Jesus that gives us the power and gives us the strength. The Bible says in verse number 6, after we get our knowledge, the Bible says, and to knowledge, temperance. That word temperance also means self-control. Yesterday, we had a wonderful discussion with our person through our car company. And I had to have self-control talking to the person. You know how you just want to simply get on the phone and pay your bill. That's all you want to do when you talk and you pay a bill. You just will call, here's money, and hang up the phone. But see, now you got to talk to one person. And then you get put on hold. Then they have this elevator music, what I call it. Then you can switch to another person. And then you're on another person. And then that person, now you explain everything that you explained to the first person to the second person. Well, by the fifth, sixth person, you need something that's called temperance. That's called self-control. Because by then, your kids are running around screaming. You're on the phone 25 to 30 minutes by now. You just want to pay the bill. Take the money. Just to get out. I got things to do. But we need to have self-control. That's having self-control. You need to have yourself under control. Control yourself. And that's the meat. Amen. And how we keep going. After we have temperance, the Bible says, and this backs back. It says, and to temperance, patience. Patience also is endurance. But it's endurance tearfully. Smiling. Go back to that. Now think about it. We all been to a doctor. We all make the appointment at 9 o'clock. You get in there. You get there, slide at 8:59. You think, I'm getting there, I'll be out. You sign the paper, same time you get there. I got the 8:59. What time my appointment? My appointment is at 9. You sit down, and once again, I have all three kids with me. I'm in there with the three kids. They have these little toys. And what? For some reason, let me get all this out now. For some reason, they only have one toy. One toy. But
for three kids. And it's also kids there, but just my kids. You have three kids, so you have to have something that's called patience. Because now it's past 10 minutes and past 15 minutes. And now you're in here 20 minutes. I thought the appointment was at 9. What's the point of appointments if you don't, if we're not going to be in at 9 and out? Am I on the amen? Y'all understand? So we need to have patience. After temperance, self-control, after having self-control, you can have, it's a little bit easier to have patience after you have self-control. So that's why Peter is telling you. Why? Because Peter has been through all this. Peter is the first one to pull out swords and jump out the boat. Remember, Peter experienced things that no one else experienced. Peter got out that boat. Remember, the disciples were there too. He's the one who walked on water. Yes, he got his eyes off God, but he's still the one who walked on water. And see, it says after temperance, patience. And after patience, it says godliness. So we love godliness. Godliness also means, simple, keep the words there, God-likeness, to be like God. You can't be like God if you have no temperance and no self-control, no patience. That's impossible. Amen? It says godliness. Now, I'm using these verses because they help me. If it helped me, it got to help everybody else. Amen? It says godliness. And then after godliness, it says brotherly kindness. You cannot love your brother. You cannot love the people that's unlikable if you don't have self-control. You have to have self-control. You have patience. Because someone can say a joke. But if you don't love them, what do you say?
Yeah.
What do you say about my mama? That would be right. Now, you can't talk about my mama. That I love you. One person, I got to love you. And no, you talk about my mother. See, you smile. You said you want to talk about that all the moment. You said you want mama. Now it's time to throw it out because.
I forget where I'm at.
We get ready to throw it out. You know what I mean? But you can't. God wants us to have faith. After that faith, you have virtue. After virtue, knowledge. We need knowledge. We need to know what the Word of God says. Then we have temperance. Then we have patience. And after patience, there's godliness. To be like God, I don't think God would be just be knocking people aside of hell. We gotta have patience. Then the Bible says, into godliness, brotherly kindness, and that into brotherly kindness, charity. Charity can be translated love. We need to have love. It's impossible to serve God without love. You have to love. You have to love people. This ministry is all about people. That's all it is. We helping people. We encouraging people. We strengthen people. We bring people to church. People, people, and people. But we have to have temperance. You got to have patience. We got to be like God to be godliness. We have to have brotherly kindness. We have to have charity. Now let's read what it says again in verse number 8. For these things be in you, be in us, be in me and you, and abound. They make you that you shall neither be barren. Barren to be empty, to not be able to bear, to be fruitless. This says, no unfruitful in the knowledge. Knowledge means recognition of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's impossible to serve God if you don't have these things. You can try to serve God without these things, and then what's going to happen? Self is going to get away.
Yeah.
Because you can't have these things and be full of self. Yes. Pride has to be pushed out the way.
Right.
Because remember, we're in the Lord. So if we're in the Lord, these things will be added unto us. Then it says, but he that lacketh these things is blind. Blind there means mentally and physically. Then it says, they cannot see afar off. That means you're nearsighted. You can't see far. If you can't see far, how can you see where you're going? How can you see where this brother needs to be stripping? If you can't see past this right here.
Yeah.
You got something blocking you. If you got something blocking you, then it says, and that for God he was purged from his old sins. That word purged means to be cleansed and washed. If you forget where you came from, you can't strengthen this person over here.
Yeah.
Because you're still full of self. Yeah. You're still full of wickedness. The Bible says, above all things, God, the heart is deceitful, above all things, wicked. Is that how it goes? It's something like that close. Amen. That's you're going to read for yourself, go find it. Bible, but we need it. Amen. But purge with his old self, purge with these old sins. Wherefore, that rather, in verse 10, he had diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you should never fail. You won't fail if you have these things that's inside you, that's coming out through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit used to be, once you get saved, you have the Holy Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit that's controlling you and taking over. But you also need to grow in these things. That's why I read most of Paul's epistles. He starts off growing grace. You see the end of growing grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's always telling you to grow. He don't want you to be, lack of better words, a mission Christian. He wants you to be a big Christian, a huge Christian, a strong and mighty Christian through the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not about us. It's all about Him. And go back to verse number five. The Bible says, "And." That means connecting the four. We saw that when we get saved, that means it's precious now. It's precious. We see the person, we see the peace, we see the power. Then we saw the procedure, and we also saw the promise. The promise is that, in verse number 8, "For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall not neither be barren, nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." In verse number 5, the thing that he's talking about is, and besides this, in verse number 5, "Given all diligence or eagerness, add or furnish to your faith, next to your faith, virtue, which is more excellence, knowledge, which is given wisdom, or spiritual truth, truth in the word of God." Then it says into truth, into knowledge, temperance. Temperance is self-control. And patience. Patience is endurance, but it's also cheerful endurance. Be happy about it. And to godliness, a bad likeness. Then it says brotherly love, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. And if these things are found in you, you're able to serve God cheerfully, happily, and be on our way to that blessed person. Father Heaven, Lord, we thank you once again, Lord, for all you've done for us. Lord, I hope these verses encourage us to add these things, Lord. After we get saved, Lord, there's much more that we can learn about you, Lord, as we have the different Ask class and different Sunday school, Lord. Lord, I pray you help us and encourage us, Lord, to keep adding to our faith, Lord. Keep adding those different things that you give us, Lord. Help us to learn from the different men in the Bible, Lord. Lord, help us not to fall off track like demons did, Lord. Lord, we love you. We honor you and praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.